أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created the jinn and the men إِلَّا except to worship me. لِيَعْبُدُونَ or لِيَعْبُدُونِي. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, briefly, I should mention, and we will elaborate a little more in the khutbah. Abada ya'budu, ibad, abd, and ya'budun, all of these have the same root. And the root word here, though it is translated as worship, to be an abd or or to give ibadah, or as in this case, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لِيَعْبُدُونِي, it means obedience. To worship is to obey is to worship. In this word, they are interchangeable. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he further elaborated when he was quoting an ayah of the Holy Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that the Jews and the Christians obeyed, or worshipped rather, in this case, worshipped the rabbis and the priest. And one of the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, it's not true. He said, no, in fact it is. They obeyed them when they said that something was halal, that was in fact Allah had forbidden it, made it haram, and vice versa. So by obedience, they gave worship. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَا أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانَ. Do we not have a covenant, an agreement, a contract that you, O children of Adam, everybody, you would not worship / obey the shaitan? إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Surely to you, he is an open enemy. وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي, but in fact you should worship and obey me. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the straight way. Or that is the straight way. I mention this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, because the topic, inshallah ta'ala, today, we start with this ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the men except to worship, to obey me. The mission of this society, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is far from encouraging obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a society founded on bad habits. From the times when tobacco leaves were harvested by the pilgrims until today, where drugs, both legal and illegal, fuel the economy. It is no wonder that every member of this nation is afflicted with an addiction of some type or another, mild or severe, minimum, negligible, or critical. Thus, there may be some addicted to food, some addicted to drinking, and others to drugs, legal and others illegal. And no matter what it may be, you will find the shaitan there, aggravating the problem. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, beware of your bad habits. Beware of your addictions. Last week, we mentioned what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us about. The three types of dhulm, wrongdoing, or oppression, evil. One of which is to dhulm, or dhulama anfus, to wrong, to commit evil against your own self. It is a sign, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, of the might, the power of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a sign in us every day, the degree of control with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us over our own bodies. That the thought, the reflex, travels nearly at the speed of light. To speak, to move, and by the same token, it is a sign of the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those that He has restricted the control over their bodies. Those who may be paralyzed, those who may be afflicted with some sclerosis, where they can barely move an eye. And so, in this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, whether we take it for granted or not, the truth remains. We have no power nor movement without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should recognize that this vessel does not belong to us. We are not its designer. We had no say in its shape nor color. We did not decide when it would come here, nor where it came from, nor where it will eventually meet its end. Thus Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has every right to tell us how we should behave with this vessel that we call our bodies. As such, we should then be very wary and beware of the shaitan who seeks to convince us that satisfying our desires with our addictions take priority over the command of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just so that we are clear, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of what shaitan pledged to do to us. I will make them change the nature of things. So it is not natural, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for the lungs to inhale smoke. It is not natural, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to incapacitate the faculty of the brain, whether it be with alcohol or any other kind of narcotic. It is not natural, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for the capable, sane human being to incapacitate his faculty of control over himself through some type of inhalant, some type of liquid, or whatever type of intravenous use for the purposes of nothing else, not to cure, but to feel some pleasure. Which, by the way, is really, especially in the cases of most narcotics, it's you losing brain cells. Those are brain cells being killed. And out of mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make it feel like something eating your brain. He just makes you feel dizzy or high. But unfortunately, this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is a tool of the shaitan. Remember he said, all manners, this is Allah speaking, of intoxicants and gamblings are the invention of the shaitan. He's got the patent on it. I don't care who's getting a check, he's the one who stands first in line. And so thus again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, by no means should a Muslim be involved in that chain, whether he is the user or the distributor. This is by every definition, no matter where you are on the earth, and I don't care what fatwa some fool told you, It is the invention of Shaitan, and anything from him is not good for the human being. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is an open, avowed enemy. And there's no way in the hadith or in the Quran that we find that he's going to have a change of heart when it comes to the human being. Nowhere. He ain't going to all of a sudden say, you know what, y'all are all right. No. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, by no means should we take something like this, addiction, lightly. For whatever reason or circumstances that one or more of us may slip or fall into addiction, the results are serious. This is one of the reasons why the shaitan works so hard to ambush us rather with this. Because in the end, it's a lot like crack. All it takes is one hit, and that's it. The shaitan does not need to pay you any more attention afterwards. The addiction does all of his work. And like the saying goes, you got a monkey on your back? Exactly. Where in this case, in reality, it's a demon. And it's real. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my witness. I've mentioned several times how critical it is that we take the initiative to at least have a working knowledge of this language of Arabic. And the reason I reiterate this here today is due to the subject of our khutbah, which is a cure for addictions. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us that this is Qur'anun Arabiyun, an Arabic Qur'an. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has infused his Arabic words with quwwa, power. Our talk is cheap. His speech creates worlds. So with that, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, every day that we delay in developing a working knowledge of this language, we are only depriving ourselves of the power that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us for its use. With that, I remind you, as I remind myself, these Arabic words in this Arabic Quran are shafa'un wa rahmah, a cure and a mercy. That is not to say that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not cut you some slack. Those of us who have found the language difficult. But you should know that he does not play. Meaning that when you can do better, you know it, and he knows it. When you can do better, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, with regards to the effort, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may hold that against you. One of the great memorizers of the Holy Quran, as they are known in Arabic, Hafiz, was 80 years old and blind when he decided to try to memorize the Holy Quran. And Allah blessed him to succeed. No excuses. No excuses. He didn't have headphones and MP3, something that we can go to sleep on. He had to work. We don't have no excuses. None. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I mention that inshallah ta'ala so that we understand when we get into the heart of this bi'idhnillah ta'ala that again, Allah is the merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he decides what he accepts and rejects. But so that there is no room for ambiguity, it is best for us to offer whatever dua, whatever supplication, in the language that it was revealed. How well, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, make the effort, and truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you that he will make it easy for you, inshallah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned us about our friends. And as the saying goes, be careful of the company that you keep, because birds of a feather flock together. We will recount the events of one of our Muslim brothers that was slow to take heed of this warning. This Muslim brother, just like his friends, they didn't miss a sin. If it was haram, it was for them. And eventually, this Muslim brother found himself being introduced by his friends to crack. One hit was all it took, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. And the story that followed is a common one we find today. Whereas he had a decent relationship with his family, it soon deteriorated due to his drug use. First the lying, then the stealing, then the fighting. His habit got so bad that stealing from his family turned to stealing from strangers. And robbing strangers turned into murder. For him, it didn't matter, as long as in the end, he got his fix. Eventually, his family was unable to do anything with him. And they decided that it's better to at least possibly keep people from him by allowing him to stay in the attic in a shackle room that they built for him. Your Muslim brother, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, persisted on his path of self-destruction until even he felt that death was waiting for him on the other side of a hit. It just so happened that some Muslim brothers had heard about him, four of them in fact, and they thought, well, maybe we can do something to change his mind. So they went to his home and they found him there unconscious from his high. After shaking him and slapping him and dousing him with water, they finally got him to come to. And they began to remind him of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had reminded us of the reward of Jannah and paradise, and of the punishment of hellfire. They said to him, we know you. What are we to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we are asked about you on the day of judgment? Shall we just say that we wrote you off because you were on drugs? So they continued to remind him. They continued to speak to him. They continued to encourage him until he began to weep. And he finally admitted that he wanted to stop, but he just did not know how. He said, I never knew about the Jannah, about paradise and the hellfire and the punishment that awaits me if I don't change. I didn't know any of this until now. So they figured that they had done the best they could and they decided to leave, but he said, wait. Fearing that if he stood by himself and was left alone, he may slip back and forget what they had said. He said, let me go with you. So they agreed. As they went, they passed by a masjid. He said, you know what? Let me go to the masjid and offer my repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me go here and swear by Allah that I will never, ever return to doing drugs. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, إنما التوابة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما. Allah accepts only the repentance of those who do evil in ignorance and foolishness and repent soon afterwards. It is they whom Allah will forgive, and Allah is ever all-knowing and all-wise. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again Allah SWT has let us know that He is At-Tawwab. He is the one who is waiting on us to repent. And again He reminds us, know they not that Allah SWT accepts repentance from His slaves? And He takes the sadaqah, and Allah alone is the one who forgives and accepts repentance. There is none other that accepts repentance but Him. He is At-Tawwab al-Rahim, the one who accepts repentance, the one who is exceedingly merciful. So we ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if we find ourselves in this situation, whether it be illicit drugs or whether it be some other addiction, that we are blessed by Him to repent before death catches us and shuts the door for any hope. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed this Muslim brother to find his way to the masjid and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. Yet although he accompanied the brothers to their home, it was not long before he woke them that night screaming in pain, needing a fix. Tie me up! Tie me up! I need a hit! Tie me up! Lock me up! His screams were so loud that they were afraid that he would die of pain. So they made ready to take him to the doctor. But he refused. He said, it's better if you just lock me down and let me go through this. Cuff me so I can't walk nor crawl. They reluctantly agreed. One day, 2 days, 5 days, 15 days passed like this. And the brothers were at their wits' end. This brother, this addict, just seemed to be getting worse. But he refused to go to the doctor. Finally, one of the brothers came forward and he said, look, I know this supplication. You should repeat it whenever you feel that you need a fix. You should say, La ilaha illallah, al-hafidh al-muqeed. La ilaha illallah, al-halimul raqib. La ilaha illallah, al-qadirul qadir. لا إله إلا الله القوي المتين، لا إله إلا الله الشافي والمعافي الرحمن الرحيم، لا إله إلا الله ذو الجلال والإكرام، لا إله إلا الله العزيز الحكيم، لا إله إلا الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من حزمة الشياطين وأن يحضرون. عفوك يا كريم، لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سترك يا ستار، إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم بحق محمد وأهل بيت محمد نجني من العذاب العظيم، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبك مصطفى وعلى أهل بيته طاهرين. That is to say, there is no God except Allah, the preserver, the one able to do all things. There is no God except Allah, the forbearing, the ever-present. There is no God except Allah, the decreer of destiny. There is no God except Allah, the powerful, the strong. There is no God except Allah, the protector, the restorer of health, the most merciful, the merciful, the most merciful. There is no God except Allah, Lord of glory and honor. There is no God except Allah, the Almighty, the wise. There is no God except Allah, the merciful, the most merciful. I seek refuge from the whispers of the shayateen, of the devils, and being possessed by them. Your pardon, O beneficent. There is no movement nor power without Allah, the Most High, the Almighty. Your protection, O Protector. Surely I was among those who have done evil. O Allah, by the truth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the household of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rescue me from the mighty punishment and send prayers and peace upon your Prophet, your beloved, your chosen one, and upon the purified among his household. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Ameen. The addict followed his Muslim brother's advice. Whenever he felt the urge on him, he recited this dua. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed it to quell the desire. A few more days passed. The urges became less and less. And finally, he felt free of the need. But diligently, whenever that time of day would come around, the time when he knew usually would find himself looking for the drug man, he still recited this dua, seeking Allah's help. This went on for another 2 weeks. And by all intents and purposes, all appearances rather, all seemed to be well. But his Muslim brothers, they wanted to be sure. So they finally convinced him to go to the doctor. Upon the examination, doctors took the tests, took his blood, took the samples, told them to wait. When the doctor came back, he was puzzled. He seemed to be a little irritated. He said, according to these tests, this man has never been on drugs. According to the tests, we find no trace at all, no symptoms, nothing to show that this man ever took drugs in his life. Needless to say, they were all shocked and surprised and thanked Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for surely He has power over all things. Allahu Akbar. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you should know that the reputation of this Muslim brother who was once an addict, what he left with his family, how he treated them, was such that though he had been absent, they were glad they had not seen him. And they in fact were looking forward to hearing that he had died. So when he showed up on the doorstep of the home, they were shocked to see him. His mother had come to the door, and she saw him clean and anew, refreshed. And she was shocked. And no sooner than she had laid eyes on him, he began kissing her head and kissing her hands and weeping, begging her for his forgiveness. Repeating, I had not been fair with you. Oh, my mother, forgive me. And she forgave him and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for healing her son. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as his mother labored in the kitchen, he took the time to write out a note, put it in his wallet, and turned towards the Qibla to offer rak'ahs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later, when his mother had come with the tray of food, she found him in sujood. And she cried tears of joy seeing her son turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But she became concerned after some time, for hours had passed and he hadn't moved from his sujood. So she called him and he didn't reply. She yelled, he didn't reply. She went to touch him and she found that he had returned to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this was the path that a man had started. As we know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the Muslim or the man, he can go on a path and be an arm's length between him and the fire, an arm's length. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is written over him, overtakes him. And he begins to behave like those who are on the path to the Jannah. Till there is an arm's length between him and the paradise, and then he enters it. So he started on the road of destruction, but ended on his knees in sujood. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the neighbors came and they heard the commotion and they found her son in death but in sujood. And it was not long before one of them went through his belongings in his pockets and found the note that he had written. And they found that in fact it was his will. In it, in part it read, "Dear Mama, I did not treat you well. Please do me this last favor and eat the food that you prepared for me. Sew my shroud for death and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. And call on those Muslim brothers that helped me and ask them to carry me to my grave and ask them to beg Allah to forgive me on my behalf." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the shayateen, they await us in our desires and in what we've become addicted to. So I caution you as I caution myself, beware. No matter how small it may be, no matter how many people on earth say it's okay, if you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes it, then dear Muslim brothers and sisters, do your best and learn these words. Obviously, the key among them is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. In that it begins with what is heavier than seven heavens and seven earths. And Allah knows best if He has hidden His great name in this dua. But it behooves us to know it, to have that weapon to use against our own desire. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself of the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see Him. And if you do not, know that He sees you. Do not delay, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Death awaits us. In fact, we call this life, but it really is death row. The difference is the execution date is a secret. Yes, all of us, none of us get out alive. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercies us by letting us know what will happen and how best to prepare while you await your destiny. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, avail yourselves of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let it collect dust on the shelf, because you may be reaching for it and not fast as death. Keep it on your tongue in remembrance. If you don't know the language, make the first step to try to learn. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, I remind you as I remind myself, this body does not belong to me. It is Allah's property. My soul is not mine to keep. It is the property of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus it is best that I do what He advises when He says, wa aqimu salah, and perform the salah, wa atu zakat, and give the zakat. And whatever good deeds that Allah loves you send forth for Him, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certainly Allah sees all that what you do. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed one of our Muslim brothers here today, last week, to give 1.5 times that the whole congregation gave. 1.5 times of what the entire congregation here gave. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for every cent in His donation, may Allah remove millions of bad deeds from his record. May Allah heal him of any illness, heal his family, bless him with the guarantee of Jannah before he leaves this earth, and bless him inshallah ta'ala to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased and well pleased. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, wallahi al-azim, this masjid is a benefit for us. We would be ready if there was an army out front ready to destroy it. Now, one of us would not stand in front of those bulldozers. But the army is inside your heart, keeping your hand from your pocket. That's where the fight is. Everybody ready to humbug, but when it comes to paying, then you got grumbles. And that is not the Muslim. The worst thing is to develop a bad habit of being stingy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the worst type of addiction. That is the addiction that causes the heart to turn to stone. Only to find itself made soft in the fire of hell. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I'm reminding you as I remind myself, do not let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala question you about what He gave you. Do not find yourself in that position on the day of judgment. There is no escape. And it is coming. There is no escape. It is coming. So prepare, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, اتَّقُ النَّارُ لَوْ شَقَّ بِتَمْرُ. Even repel the fire. Protect yourselves from it. Even if it be with a piece of a date. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to overcome our bad habits. May He save us from any addiction. May He bless us bi'idhnillah ta'ala to learn these words so that we may, inshallah ta'ala, have a means to gain control over ourselves and our desires. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all to be safe from His wrath and enjoy His mercy in this life and in the life to come. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء منقر وبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء ومنقر ولذكر الله أكبر.